this one we did cover the other day, but I'm going to ask it anyway directly to see if you say the same thing. You might say of a child who is spoiled, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble, blank is not.
He'll have his trouble whether or not.
Oh, okay. You used apt the other night, and I didn't know whether you would were using it in that sense or not. I couldn't really remember.
Well, he's apt to have trouble when he grows up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would you say apt is not?
Yes. Apt is not.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You don't say that.
I would say apt too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you, what do you call the trenches cut by a plow?
I guess that's a row, I would think. It could be a furrow.
Mm-hmm. And then if you had a big yield, you'd say we raised a big
crop.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you'd say you did what?
We cleared the land.
Do you have a name for land that's just been cleared?
I don't think so.
Do you know the term new ground?
No.
Okay. And what would you call, if you'd call it anything, the second cutting of clover or grass?
The second cutting? I always think of a cutting as being new mown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about a term for a crop that comes up that has not been planted? Maybe it's just seed left over from the previous year.
That it volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You use that?
Mm-hmm. I would think that this is just a volunteer crop.
Mm-hmm. That's something I never heard before I started working for this project.
Mm.
But it must be a common term because lots of people say it. Let's see, there's one other part to this one. What do you call, if you call it anything, the old dry dead grass that's left over after everything's been harvested, I guess?
The dry dead grass. Well, no, it's not hay. I guess it's dry dead grass.
I have the slightest idea myself. Wheat would be tied up into a
bundle.
And then you might put the bundles into a big
stack.
Okay, good. And you might say we raised 40 what of wheat to an acre?
40, I almost said 40 kilos.
You've been teaching the metric system, huh?
40, I would think bushels of wheat.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do with oats to separate the grain from the chaff?
You strain them or sift them.
There's a word.
Well, that must be a term for it.
Yeah, there is. There's a term that begins with TH.
TH. Thresh.
Mm-hmm. So you say the oats
are threshed.
Very good. If you and another man have to do a job, when you tell him about it, you say blank and blank have to do it.
He and I.
Well, you're talking to him.
Oh, to him. You and I have to do it.
And you might also put that, it's not for just you or just me, it's for
both of us.
Mm-hmm. And if you knock on the door and somebody says who's there and you know that they'll recognize your voice so you don't give your name, you'd say it's...
It is I.
Would you say that?
Yeah.
You would say it is I.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would never say it is I. Suppose it's a... It's
you would
a,
say it's me.
I would say it's me.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose it were a man, you would say, oh, it's only...
You mean it's only he?
Mm-hmm. And if it's a woman, it's...
It's she.
And if it's two people, it's...
It's they.
Okay. You don't ever use
I don't use them.
The objective case of pronouns. Okay.
It's only them.
Okay. You
no,
don't use it.
No, I always say it's only they.
Okay. This in comparisons, you would say he is not as tall as
she. I mean, as I.
Uh-huh.
He's not as tall as I.